It's time for the Secrets of Staffing Success from Haley Marketing. Candid conversations with entrepreneurs and thought leaders in staffing and recruiting.
How do you guys differentiate yourselves from your competitors? Is ACA a threat or an opportunity for the staffing industry? How can the staffing industry improve the candidate experience? What will be keeping you up at night over the next 2 years?
And here's your host, Todd Lewandowski.
Welcome to the, is this the 10th episode of Secrets of Staffing Success? And they said it wouldn't last. Feel like we should do something special for this one. There's no cake or balloons or anything. Anyway, you can find this podcast on iTunes, on Google Play, on Stitcher, and also on Spotify now. We're excited to be on Spotify. So if you listen to podcasts regularly there, you can download us there. You can also just use the podcast app on your iPhone or mobile device and have every new episode of this show sent directly to your phone. Our guest this week on Secrets of Staffing Success is the CEO of USA Staffing Services. He's Matt Kalinske. Matt, thanks so much for joining us this week.
Good morning, Todd. Thanks for inviting me. I appreciate it.
Well, as we like to do at the beginning of every episode, we like to have our guests kind of give us their 60-second elevator pitch, because I know you guys have a bit of a unique business model. So tell us who USA Staffing Services really is.
Very good. USA Staffing Services is a back-office service provider where we work with startup entrepreneurs and small business staffing to help them run their temporary staffing operation. So we include services like payroll processing, payroll funding, workers' compensation, and full employer record services. And this allows temporary staffing firms to not only be efficient when they start up, but really to help them grow into a strong staffing organization.
And so how did this unique business model come about?
Well, in 2006, I actually started a traditional temporary staffing firm called Superior Business Staffing. And I ran that for 3 years, and I was running the front office and the back office at the same time. And over the course of 3 years, I was limiting myself in terms of my capability. I was only able to focus on one portion of it at the same time. So I would get the customer, I would fill the order, and then I would have to figure out the workers' comp and the payroll processing. With this model, what we transitioned to is allowing the recruiter to focus on the obtaining the customers and filling the orders. But then we help with all the back office services. So I took my skills in terms of managing vendors, and I put them into a program called the Authorized Dealer Program.
So in those early days, what kind of business challenges came with this type of business model? Was it difficult to explain to people, hey, we do everything for you. We're not just a staffing firm.
Right. So actually, we don't have any in-house recruiters. We actually don't do any temporary staffing ourselves. We exclusively work with other businesses, other recruiters, and other staffing firm owners to help run their back office. So the pitch actually was finding the recruiters who were in my very similar situation where they had great clients. They wanted to build a temporary staffing operation, but they were limited by logistics. And I'm not sure if you remember, but around 2006 and 2007, we were getting huge markups, 1.8 markups often. And with the recession, not only was it hard to get temporary staffing, but it was actually hard to get the logistics of running a temporary staffing firm when it came to funding and workers' compensation. So it was a limiting factor for a lot of people looking to get into it.
You have that great perspective because you work with so many different staffing firms, recruiting firms out there. I always love to ask people who are in your position, vendors to the industry, really, what do you wish staffing firms, recruiting firms did more of?
I think that's a great question, actually. One of the things that I've seen over the past, 5 to 10 years is 10 years ago, the markups were much more robust. 1.6, 1.7, 1.8 markups of pay rates. Whereas today, a lot of industries are in the 1.4 to 1.5 still. So one of it is knowing your value. You provide a resource to your customers as a recruiter, as a staffing firm owner. Know your value and make sure you're making enough money for your time. So one of our ways that we help with that is we provide an authorized dealer profit quote So we work with them on a partnership level so that they're saying, hey, I want to pay the person $10 an hour, but I want to bill $16. How much money am I going to make as my net profit? And we're able to answer those types of questions for them to really help them understand their value as a recruiter and as a staffing firm owner.
What's the number one, this question kind of goes along with it, and it may be a similar answer, but what's the number one piece of advice you would give to entrepreneurs or startups in the staffing industry?
I think it goes with the same thing as knowing your value. I think the number one thing is start high and negotiate down. Whereas if you're trying to compete on the level and you're going in with a very, very low markup where you're not going to make any money, you have no room to negotiate down. So that goes hand in hand with knowing your value. You know, you want to make between $5 and $10 an hour as your net profit if you can, because that's your value as a recruiter. If you're going to settle for 30 cents an hour, you have to realize that, and you have to do, 200 workers in order to get any significant money. But with the market as it is, if you start appropriately, in the appropriate range, and then you can negotiate with the customer, it shows the customer that your own value's worth. And you ultimately save them a lot of money. When it comes to temporary staffing, if they have to hire by themselves, not only do they have to take time away from their own business, they may have to make a couple bad hires along the way and maybe pay some unemployment claims. Whereas when they work with a temporary staffing, there's a lot of value to that. And of course, the customers are going to try to downplay your value. But when you go into those negotiations, you have to know who your value is first, know who you are and what your value is before you go into those negotiations, and stand firm with what you believe is a fair market value for your services.
You mentioned you work with a lot of small to medium-sized staffing firms, very similar to our business model here at Haley Marketing. What has been the biggest struggle for those smaller type of staffing firms when they have to go up against the big boys in the industry?
Especially startups. So oftentimes we get a lot of startup entrepreneurs, recruiters who are great recruiters. They have great customer relationships. And so they've been, let's say, working with a customer for 5 or 10 years on the permanent placement side, but now they're trying to start up on the temporary side, and they're trying to go up against the big guys. And so if you're in that situation, using a back office partner is going to be somebody that will help you be efficient. So for instance, with our program, the authorized dealer in our case, or our independent recruiter, can provide that customer service that the big guys just can't compete with. It's a business owner who's proud of their services, who can go in and promise to bring top talent. But with our services, we actually provide an efficiency level of the big guys. So for instance, they're able to negotiate when it comes to the pricing, but provide a higher level customer service than the competitors. So if you're in that situation where you have some great customers on the permanent placement side, and you want to help maybe do a temp to perm arrangement or straight contract worker, know that there's resources out there to help you not only be competitive with the big guys, but ultimately outperform them on the customer service level combined with the efficiencies of a large back office.
When you look at staying on the marketing side, when you look at the marketing function, either of your company or for other firms that you work with, do you consider marketing to be a cost center or an investment center?
I'm a believer in an investment center, because if nobody knows who you are, they're never going to search for you and they're never going to find you. So we usually dedicate 1-2% of our sales to marketing efforts, whether it's spending on Google AdWords or improving the website or SEO optimization, all of which, can help you be found easier. That's really an investment, because, if you can look at it in terms of, I'm going to put in, $5,000 or $10,000 into the marketing, but I'm going to get back $20,000 or $30,000 of profit because 2 or 3 new customers can find me. That to me is an investment, not a cost.
Preach on, brother. It's something we try and teach this industry time and time again. And,
I totally understand that, startup operations, whether it's a temporary staffing startup where you're adding it to their services, or just straight up you are starting a business from scratch. I understand, I've been in their shoes where it is daunting, but I made some mistakes where I haven't invested in marketing in the past. And those years I haven't had the growth that I would, no matter how hard I work. I was hitting the pavement. I was, you know, shoe leather to the ground, making, you know, doing everything I could. But in today's age, you really have to invest in the marketing side to get anywhere outside of your little bubble. And yeah. You know, you can have a great network of people automatically, but they're not going to provide you the vast majority of your sales. You have to get outside your own networking bubble, outside of your community. And the best way to do it, I think, is digital marketing.
We're going to take a real quick break. When we get back, I'm going to ask Matt about some of the mistakes that he made early on in his career and what did he learn from those mistakes. It's all coming up on The Secrets of Staffing Success.
This is David Cerns, CEO of Haley Marketing, and thanks so much for listening to Secrets of Staffing Success. If you're looking for new ways to improve sales, or these days, attract talent, our team would love to help. Check out our website at haleymarketing.com, or better yet, give us a call at 888-696-2900, and let us know where your staffing business needs help. Our consultants will be happy to brainstorm ideas for you. Thanks again for listening, and now let's head back to Todd.
Welcome back to the Secrets of Staffing Success. We're talking with Matt Kalinske from USA Staffing Services. You know, if you think back to those early years, what are some of the mistakes that you maybe made along the way, and what did you learn from them to kind of help you grow from it?
Well, when I was running my own temporary staffing firm, Superior Business Staffing, one of the big mistakes was trying to run the whole thing by myself. I was just limiting myself. You know, I was able to get 20 employees in the field, but I wasn't able to grow. So in terms of utilizing resources, our philosophy today is, you know, do what you do best and outsource the rest. In terms of the relationship we have with our authorized dealers. But another mistake I've had is really getting narrow-minded when it comes to sales and marketing. You know, there's some books you can read that sales is separate from marketing, and some books you say marketing separate, and then they're both combined. I'm learning that it's a sweet spot between the two where you have to figure out how much outbound sales, how much inbound sales, and how much you spend on marketing. And it's a trial and error. You have to not stick with one company if they're not showing you the results. So I'm a big believer in, you know, measuring return on investment. Like, for instance, pay-per-clicks, you know, very easy to return, you know, you measure your return on investment. Whenever we have somebody calling, we say, how did you hear about it? It's a very simple question. It's, you know, it's an icebreaker type question, but you also get to understand what's working and what's not in real time. So whenever I approach any new vendor or partner, I'm always asking myself, you know, how am I going to measure return on investment? If I'm putting in $5,000, how do I know that that's working or not working? So if you kind of approach it from that standpoint and keep on trying new things, you'll find where it works and where it doesn't work. But, there were a couple years where we didn't put as much money into marketing. We hired a couple sales reps instead. And they were productive. They worked really, really hard. But it's kind of like, you know, running your head into a wall sometimes. You know, without the right marketing tools in place, you're not going to go anywhere. You're just making a lot of calls.
Exactly. And I'm so glad that you mentioned the where did you hear about us question, because it's such a simple thing, yet very few staffing firms do it. I can't tell you over the 15 years that I've been working in this industry how many times I've asked clients, well, where's your new business coming from? And you inevitably get the, well, we're not sure. Well, how could you know what's working, what's not working? You know, I think they get so excited that the phone is ringing, they go right into sales mode and forget to say, hey, how did you hear about us? You know, how did you find out about us?
And sometimes I, you know, it's a great way to start a conversation, especially in that awkward pause where they're saying, I'm calling for more information. Okay.
right.
Let me get my bearings.
Yep.
Who are you?
Right.
And so it's part of my initial, you know, get to know that person. And I'm a firm believer when you're taking an inbound sales call, someone calls your office, you know, ask as many questions as you can. And that's just one of those easy questions. You know, how's your day going? You know, what are you looking for? How did you hear about it? It just rolls right off. And a lot of times I love to thank the people who refer to us. We have a great referral network. And then it's an opportunity, if they do sign up with us, to already plant that seed in their mind that, wow, you know, these guys get a lot of referrals. Maybe I could be a referral partner. If I can refer somebody to them, maybe there's a referral package in place. Maybe I can get a $50 gift card or something.
Yep.
So it kind of not only, you know, puts it in their mind, but then you're able to go back and thank that person or internet or Google or whatever it was to say thank you.
I don't think we need to send any thank you gifts to Google, though. I think they're doing just fine. As you look forward to 2018, we're right on the brink of things here. Where do you see the biggest challenges and the biggest opportunities for the staffing industry?
We've seen a huge influx in 2017, preparing for 2018. So I think out of all the previous 5 years, I think 2018 is going to have the biggest growth, mainly because the market is more stable. There's not a presidential election this year. You know, things are operational. So I think one of the challenges is going to be finding good employees. So that is always a challenge whenever unemployment rates are low. So one of the things you can think about when you're preparing for the challenges of recruiting is, do you have the benefit packages in place? Do you have health insurance? Do you have PTO programs, you know, in place to recruit the top talent? Are you incentivizing them correctly? You know, what is the market going for? And maybe what can you pay to get that top talent? And if you can show a customer you have top talent because you have health insurance, you have workers' compensation, you have you know, a great PTO plan for your temporary workers, they're going to pay more. You just have to convince them. You have to pitch them. You have to let them know this is why we can't charge such a low markup, because of XYZ. And because of XYZ, we get the top talent in the neighborhood and in the industry. So I think that's one way to overcome that challenge. In terms of successes for 2018, you know, as projects, the construction industry is growing. People are starting to hire more, but they're still nervous about the ACA. So I always think of that as a benefit for temporary staffing. Whenever people are nervous about hiring for ACA compliance or health insurance, or the uncertainty of rules, that's always going to be in favor of the temporary staffing. And so great opportunities for that will be temp to perm hires. You know, pitching to the customer that you can help reduce your unemployment claim by having a 90-day temp to perm program with us. You can reduce your risk of a perm placement fee by having a temp to perm placement with us, where you can try them out for 90 days. If you don't like them, no problem. You don't have to pay that executive search or the perm placement fee for them. So those have been working out really well in 2017, and I've seen a lot of customers, you know, go after the temp to perm for those reasons. You know, they want to make sure that when they hire somebody, that it's the right fit, that they're, you know, going to invest in them for health and benefits, and they're not going to cost unemployment.
I want to go back to your answer about the challenges, and I'm so glad that you mentioned this about proving that you have the best candidates. I you know, probably the number one differentiator that staffing firms use is, we have the best talent in the area.
Yeah.
But when you ask them how, well, can you prove it? Well, no, we can't. We just, you know, we just know we have the best. Well, employers don't want to hear that. They want to know why you have the best. And I'm so glad that you said about making sure that you have all the metrics in place to prove that to people. That's so, so important.
That and also, you know, you can start using, there's a lot of software out there now that can help with applicant tracking, you know, purposes. Some of the software, you can actually create profiles for the candidates based right out of the ATS, and you can actually send those profiles to customers now. So the advancement of technology is helping that as well. The customer can actually see, wow, this has been a carpenter for 10 years, you know, and he's never, you know, he's worked on all these projects, for example, or CPA, you know, wow, this is a great history. Yeah, you do have a lot of great candidates. But yeah, you're right. Part of that's that. And then the other part is just proof is in the pudding. So if you can offer 4 hours of, you know, guarantee, you know, give them the chance to say no after 4 hours, that usually helps break down barriers in terms of getting them in the door and showing their worth. And then this big thing that we've been seeing in the industry is working interviews. And it's a lot, it's more often on the permanent placement side, where they're doing a working interview for the first 1 or 2 days, where they get kind of thrown into the job and decide if they want to keep them or not. Those are great, and they go right along with the idea of a temp to perm. You know, just get them into the door and say, listen, I'm going to prove my worth as a company to you. Let me, you know, put this person in for 90 days. You know, let's show you that we have what you're looking for. And really, with what we've seen in our authorized dealer network, is that they're able to do that more efficiently because they're only focusing on customer acquisition and filling orders. We take care of everything else. So when you're 100% dedicated to your customers, you don't have to worry about payroll or funding or anything else. You can be very creative when you put your mind to it, and you don't have to worry about the burden of all the back office tasks.
At this point in your career, you've been in the industry for a long time now. Where do you look for inspiration or mentorship?
One of the best things is I've been to Staffing World. So there were some great talks, some great keynote speakers at the ASA conference this year, Staffing World. So people who've done outside of the industry, not necessarily within temporary staffing, but people who are creative outside of the industry is typically where I draw most of my inspiration. I read a lot. Usually I read 1 to 2 books every 2 weeks. And really I focus on entrepreneur. That's my passion. I want to help other entrepreneurs, other business owners. And so I want to learn as much as I can when it comes to who have been the successful entrepreneurs. And then ultimately it's people who've had past successes. So I found, a network of people who've been in the temporary staffing for longer than me, who are smarter than myself and who are more experienced than myself. And I buy them lunch and I pick their brain. And I just, get to know them. What are their challenges? What have they been, seeing in the industry? Because anytime I can utilize the knowledge of somebody else, maybe I only, I need that one nugget of information that makes it $1 million idea. And so sometimes it's as cheap as a lunch.
Yep. That does the trick. You mentioned the books. If you had to hand out one book that you've read over the years to entrepreneurs or to startups, what book would it be?
Two books, actually. One would be Traction, How to Get a Grip on Your Business by Gino Wickman. That is a great book. For every business owner should read it. And the second book is 10X by Grant Cardone. Great book on for salespeople, anybody who wants to grow their business and think bigger. So those would be the two books I'd recommend.
10X has been a value that we have kind of taken on at Haley Marketing over the past year or two. It's a really, really excellent mindset to get into. I agree on that one as well.
It's not only about growing your goals, but it's about growing your preparation for those goals. And that's the new dimension I'm taking this year in terms of I can say I want to grow 10 times more than what we're doing now, but what am I doing to get in that role? And that's what I've learned from Grant.
Final question here. If you could go back to a very young Matt Kalinske just getting into this industry, what's the number one piece of advice you would give him?
Number one piece of advice, develop a niche and be good at your niche when it comes to temporary staffing. I'm a big believer in outsourcing your back office. I know it's a sad pitch, but it is my pitch. But I do believe in it because, if you can focus 100% of your time on sales and recruiting in your niche, you are going to be that specialist. And that specialist in any community is the person that people always go to whenever they think of, if you're an accounting firm, I know somebody who does accounting staffing or construction staffing. If you are that specialist, then do it well enough that everybody knows your name.
That's great advice. He's Matt Kalinske, the CEO of USA Staffing Services. You can check out more about Matt and his company at usastaffingservices.com. Matt, I want to thank you so much for sharing your secrets of staffing success, and I want to wish you and everyone at USA Staffing Services continued success in 2018.
Thank you very much for having me. I appreciate it.
Wow, really enjoyed that conversation with Matt Kalinske from USA Staffing Services. Two points in particular really stood out to me. The first was when he mentioned about knowing your value. And I think that's about the second or third time that's come up in this podcast series. What is your time worth? What are your services worth? Don't undervalue yourself. And then taking that a step further and proving it, proving why you're the best. I gave that example that we get so many times when we take on a new client and they say their unique differentiator is, well, we find better talent. Well, how can you prove that? Well, we can't. It's just, that we know we have better talent. Well, clients don't care about blanket statements like that. Prove to me why you have better talent. Prove to me why your service is better. Prove to me why I should be paying more for your services than some of your competitors. That's a really important factor there. I remember early, very, very early on when I first started at Haley, going back 15 years now, and there was a client that we had done a brochure for, and one of the big stats that they were pointing out in this brochure was that they rejected 84% of the candidates that walked through the door. And my first thought was, well, geez, why is that a positive? You know, I was brand new to the staffing industry, really didn't understand much about it at that point. And then I quickly realized, well, they're weeding out all of the bad candidates for you. So you know immediately that when you work with this staffing firm, you're getting nothing but the best candidates that are available in the marketplace. They've already weeded out all the bad ones for you. So it really was a very unique differentiator for this client. So that's one of those things that you really need to take a step back and look and say, okay, what are we claiming? What are we putting out there in the marketplace? Can we back up our statements? Can we back up our taglines or our positioning statement? And if you can't, you need to go back and try or change your positioning statement, because that's how you're going to win business. That's how you're going to win over people. Don't forget, most of the companies in your marketplace probably are already working with a staffing firm. So they need a reason to change staffing firms. So why would they want to leave ABC staffing and go with XYZ staffing? Well, it can be as simple as just proving why you're worth what you're claiming. So really great lesson there from Matt. If you want to check out more from Matt Kalinske and USA Staffing Services, just go to usastaffingservices.com. If you'd like to find out more about Haley Marketing, you can go to haleymarketing.com. You can also follow us on all the social media platforms. We're very active on there. Two very cool shows coming up before we close out 2017. David Cerns, our CEO and president, is going to sit down with me for an episode of Secrets of Staffing Success. I can't wait for that one. I've asked our staff to come up with some questions for David, so that's going to be really, really fun. And then we're going to do kind of a best of to close out the year. Some of the big lessons and the big takeaways from what will be, 12 episodes of this podcast now. So thank you to everybody for listening. Thank you for listening. If you've been listening from the beginning, thank you so much. I hope you'll continue to listen throughout the remainder of 2017 here and into 2018, because we have some great guests already lined up for 2018. So again, if you want to subscribe to this podcast, just go to iTunes, you can go to Stitcher, you can go to Google Play, and of course you can go to now Spotify, which we are on. And you can also use your just podcast app on your iPhone and just search for Secrets of Staffing Success, and all of our brand new episodes will be sent directly to your phone. Thank you so much for listening, and thank you to Matt Kalinske from USA Staffing Services, and we hope you'll join us for another episode of Secrets of Staffing Success.